Reftov discussing the Gemara Daf Gimel of focus Beisila Beishamai regarding a case of Mapeles or Lishmonim Ve'echod. In that particular case, a woman already gave birth, the Yomei Tohar already came to an end, but in terms of the Zman of Hakravas HaKavano, she can only bin the carbon to fully secure Tahara when the next morning arrives. So what happens if she is Mapeles during that window of time? Or Lishmonim Ve'echod. So according to Beishamai Shita, she is considered to be exempt from bringing a second set of karbanos that is considered to be comparable to lifnei hamalos, because the zman of hakravas hakarban has not yet begun. And in such a case, one set of karbanos is considered to be sufficient, just as she would have miscarried a week earlier, and that's based on the pasuk of Zos Toras Hayoledes. And the Beis Hillel disagrees and maintains that that is not true. Since the Yemei Tohar have come to an end, in such a case we treat this as though it is la'achar hamalos, and therefore it is necessary to bring an additional set of karbanos. So in terms of this machlokas, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, the relationship between the fact that Yemei Tohar have come to an end, but the zman of the hakravas hakarban has not yet begun, so perhaps their machlokas revolves around what the Gemara mentions in Krisus and Avzai in the case of Laila Mechuser Zman or Laila Eino Mechuser Zman. On the one hand, the Yom Hakrava has begun. On the other hand, the Zman of the Maisa HaMitzvah has not yet arrived. So in such a case, how is it that we consider that? According to the Rav Beis Hillel, Laila apparently is Lav Mechuser Zman, and in such a case, the Lel Shmonim Ve'echad is comparable to the coming day, and therefore separate karbanos are in fact necessary. And according to the Yuvei Shammai, that is not true. Laila is considered to be Mechuser Zman. It is considered to be as though it is Yom Shmonim, Kodem Hamalos. And in such a case, then you don't bring a separate set of karbanos. So one possibility, this is Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, how do we view Mechuser Zman? Is that considered to be as though the day has not yet begun, or do we assume that is not the case? Tosfos already points out that one could argue that in principle Beis Hillel Beis Shammai would agree that Laila is considered to be that which is Mechuser Zman, if not for the fact that Beis Hillel is Dorei Shapasuk, O Arivoy, O Labas, in order to be Marbe, separate sets of Karbanos are necessary under this circumstance. And when you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes as well that in principle Laila is considered to be Mechuser Zman Hu Lakol. The Rambam writes with an exception, which is Mipi HaKabbalah, and that is our case of Eyoledes, that here the Sheet of Beis Shammai, that she's obligated to bring a second set of Karbanos, even though the Zman HaKrav is only considered to be that which is Beyom. So either the Machlokas, a more fundamental one, whether Laila Mechuser Zman or Eino Mechuser Zman, or perhaps everyone would agree to that issue. The question is simply the Gzeres HaKasuv, whether one is Doresh or Larabos, as Tosfos points out. We touched on this when it comes to Laila Mechuser Zman in terms of mitzvos. In terms of Maisa HaMitzvah, obviously the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is only Bayom and not Balaila. The mitzvah cannot be performed from the preceding night, but the question is again, in terms of Chalosa Mitzvah, Cheftesho Mitzvah, does that mean that the mitzvah only begins Bayom, or could one argue that the mitzvah has expression even Balaila as well? And that was the chiddush we saw in Rashi in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Gimel. Rashi writes, when it comes to the case of Dichui Eitzo Mitzvos, so already when the Gemara tells us that if you have a case of Nikdam Rosho Me Erev Yantiv, Oselo Tamra the Yantiv, what happens if the beginning of Yantiv, all of a sudden the Cheftesh HaMitzvah became Kosher? Do we assume that that is already subject to the case of Dichui? Or if you look in Mechaber and Tavkuf Beivav, let's assume, for example, that there is a shofar shel Avodah Zarah, but it's shel Akum, and it's subject to Bittul. If the goy will be mevatel the Avodah Zarah, in such a case now it can be used for the purpose of mitzvah. But still you have to avoid the problem of Dichui, the fact that Bizman HaMitzvah, we already labeled as the shofar that which is posel, the shel mitzvah. So the Mechaber writes that, look, it depends. If the goy was mevatel Avodah Zarah before Rosh Hashanah, it's kosher. After the onset of Rosh Hashanah, then it's considered to be posel. That, no doubt, is a chiddush as well. The mitzvah of shofar, the mitzvah of lulav, is only bayom. And maybe one could have argued, as far as the mitzvah of lulav and shofar, the yantiv commences bayom, not ben hashmashos. But yet Rashi writes explicitly in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel ben hashmashos, and that's what the Mechaber writes in Tavkuf Peivav in the Bir Halacha. Right, on that Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah questions, why should it depend on ben hashmashos? Why should it not depend on Amar HaShachar, Neitzach HaMa, the fact that the time that the mitzvah can be performed. So apparently you see from these models as well that Laila is lav mechusar zman in the sense that the cheftish shel mitzvah zeri nikva, based on Kedushas Hayom, that begins Balayla, even though that is not true of Maisa Mitzvah as well. And when we discussed this on the earlier daf, we pointed out the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi, the beginning of Rabbi Loza Damila, that even if one should assume the Yerushalmi writes that the child only becomes an Orel B'yom Shmini, because on B'yom Shmini, that is when the Mitzvah of Mila begins, and it is mutter lasucho b'shemen shel truma on day 6, on day 7, but not necessarily when it comes to Lel Shmini. On Lel Shmini, already there is a chaloshim orel, the mitzvah smila has begun, even though that mila is only ksheira bayom, as opposed to that which is balayla. All of these indicate that the window of time, here in terms of layla, that can still express itself in terms of chalos, in terms of chefzah shal mitzvah, even if in terms of maisa mitzvah, based on psukim, a mitzvah is only bayom. And the same thing one could argue here as well, that even though in terms of the maisa mitzvah, hakravas hakrabanos, the woman could only offer her karbanos of yoledes biyom peyalef, but nonetheless, the malos already comes to an end with the conclusion of Yom Shmonim, even though as of yet the karbanos cannot be brought, and therefore she's obligated to go ahead and to bring new sets of karbanos themselves. This was similar to what we raised when it came to the case of Derech Rechoka, where the Rambam writes, even though the Shchitas HaKarban Pesach is only Mechatzos Va'elech, but nonetheless, Derech Rechoka is already Nikfa'im Aliyas HaShemesh, the Tchilas HaYom of Erev Pesach, is going to determine whether a person is Bichlal HaKarban or whether he is not, even though in terms of Maisa HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach cannot be performed in any shape or form. So that links what we discussed earlier, that Yisr Malacha in terms of Erev Pesach with the sugya of the case of Mapelis. In a certain sense, this is even relevant for the Hemshech of the Gemara itself. The Gemara, again, has been discussing a difficulty of assuming that Rav Huna Shita is or, really means nagit, means light. How can that be? And the Gemara points out that this is difficult from a brisa regarding a karban shlamim. For after all, the brisa tells us the following, that yachol yehinechal, that maybe you would think as far as achila shlamim is concerned, maybe you would allow the achila to extend even or lashlishi. If a person, for example, brings a shlamim on a Monday, maybe you would think that already on Tuesday night, the night prior to day 3, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a person on Tuesday night would be able to go ahead and to engage in achilas kodshim, the mitzvah of achilas hashlamim. The Gemara says that certainly is not true. The Pasuk tells us, Biyom zivchachem ye'achel umimacharas, you eat during that day and the next day, Biyom hunechal ve'enonechal la'or shlishi. So therefore you have 2 days to eat the karban, but already, mishkia ve'elef, one cannot go ahead and do so. So the Gemara comments that that's true, that the zman achila already comes to an end at the conclusion of day 2, so therefore yachal yisarif miyah. So maybe now, if the karban has not yet been eaten, in such a case, now I can go ahead and be sorif the karban as a form of nosar. The sov zman achila, that should be the tchilas zman hasreifa. So here as well, the Gemara says, you see from the psukim, that that is not true. The pasuk says that b'yom hashlishi, then ba'esh yisarif. So therefore, based on the two psukim, you see when it comes to karban shlamim, that it is nechal bayom, day 1, day 2, but bayom atosarev, that the srefa can only be during day 3 as well. The Gemara uses this example for a technical one, that you see that or lishlishi means the night prior to day 3, and therefore, or obviously, is or to, it's referring to Laila against what the Gemara thought was the shita of Rav Huna. But here the Gemara tells us when it comes to the case of Karban Shlamim, a similar deal, that the Zman Achila, that is Nigmar at the end of day 2, but the Zman Hasrefa does not yet begin until day 3. And therefore that intermittent window of time, neither Achila nor Srefa. So again, one could raise the same issue in terms of Karban Shlamim as well. Exactly what does that mean? Could one argue, for example, as follows, that in terms of Chefze Shel Karban, the Karban does not become Noser until Yom HaShlishi, then Be'esh Yisarev. The fact is you can't eat it from the night before, that's true, but the mitzvah sachila is nigmar b'yom. No mitzvah sachila, but b'cheftza, the carbon does not as of yet become nosa. And therefore, sreifa is on day three. Or perhaps one could argue maybe the opposite is true. Maybe the moment that the mitzvah sachila will come to an end, b'cheftza, now it is considered to be la'achar zmano, the carbon is considered to be that which is no sir. So if you'll tell me, well, if it's already no sir, so why is it that one cannot burn it, take a fumiyad? So one could argue very differently, because biyom hashlishi, beishi sarev teaches that the ki mitzvah sreifa is dafka biyom, and not balaylo. Enochinami, cheftze shel carbon, the carbon is nifsal mi ba'erev. If that's true, burn it immediately? So no, the Pasuk tells us that just as many aspects of Avodah are only Bayom, so therefore the key mitzvah of Sreifas Noser is only Bayom as well. One could raise that similar issue in terms of these two possibilities that our Gemara mentions, that on the one hand, right, Bayom hu nechal, but also Bayom hu sorev. If you look in the Sugya in Zvachim, and Daf Nun Vav Mabez, here you have a double machlokis between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, right? That seems to be very relevant to this issue. The Gemara raises the following case. What happens if a person, right, is bringing a carbon shlamim, and there is a machshava hapotzeles, a machshava spigo, a machshava of achila chutz lizmano? So at the time of the shchitas hashlamim, so therefore the machshava is lecha min habasar chutz lizmano. So that would be an Isser of Pigal Daraisa, right, together with an Isser of Karis, if one will go ahead and partake. So the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Nun Vav raises this exact issue. What happens in a case of HaMechashev Le'or Shlishi? What happens in that particular case? That the Shchitas HaKarban is accompanied by a Machshava that the Achila will take place on that next night. So what happens in that particular case? Is the Karban Pigal or is it not? The Gemara says that's a machlokas between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiya says the carbon is considered to be kosher. That is not considered to be, right, a machshava haposeles of achila chutz lizmano. Why is that true? The lashon haGemara of Chizkiya is lo intik l'sreifa, because the mitzvah sreifa has not yet begun. The mitzvah of sreifa is only on day three. So therefore, intent to consume the carbon on day three, that is pigul. A machshava of achila or l'shlishi, so in such a case, there the carbon is considered to be that which is kosher. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, maintains that's not true, that that carbon is nifsal, that carbon is considered to be pigal d'araisa. Why is that true? The lashon of Rabbi Yochanan is idchilei me achila. The fact that the zman achila is pakar, so now the cheftza, that is considered to be a machshava haposeles. Again, Poshub Shat, the Machshava Poselis of Pigal is not dependent on the Ki Mitzvah Sagavra, it's dependent on Chefze Shel Karbon. Whether in fact the carbon is as of yet Nifsal, whether in fact it is not. And that's the Machlokes of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says that now this is exactly the Shitase of a further Machlokes. Let's assume, for example, there was no Machshava HaPoselis. A carbon shlamim was brought right on Monday, our case in the Gemara. And all of a sudden now, the Baal HaKarban partakes of the carbon on Tuesday night. He's not supposed to do that. No, after all, the Pasuk says, V'yom hunechal, right? V'yom zibchachem yeyochel. So you can't go ahead and do that. It's asa. Yeah, what is the onesh? Is that an Isser Kares? If it's b'shogeg, is there a chiyuv chatas, or is there not? What happens if a person simply, there was no machshav poselis, the carbon certainly is kosher, but a person partakes of the carbon, or l'shlishi. So Chizkiya says, that's again Zvachim Daflun Vavamad Beis, that he's potem in achatos. There's an Isra achila, there's no kiyu mitzvah achila, but you cannot call that nosar, that is not considered to be achilas nosar, where there's a chiyuv kares, right, and a chiyuv chatos. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, maintains that, what do you mean? You're chayiv chatas daraisa. That is considered to be that which is nosa. So a double machlokes, Chizkin Rabbi Yochanan, whether the machshava haposeles, lor hashlishi, is that considered to be pigal or not? And achilas hakarbon, or the shlishi, is that chayiv chatas or is that not? Paul Shepshat, that's our issue. According to Chizkiya, Laila is love, nosa. Laila is considered to be mechuser zman. The carbon is not yet nifsal. Even though, in terms of the mitzvah sachila, the mitzvah sachila has already come to an end. But bechefze shel carbon, the carbon is not yet noser, vaharaya srefa. So in such a case, it is not rendered a machshava poseles, nor would it be a chiyuv chatos if a person eats at that time. And Rabbi Yochanan maintains that's not true already. Or l'shlishi. There, the carbon is considered to be that which is nosa, that would constitute a machshava haposeles. It is considered to be the next day, the yom hamacharas, even though it is laila. Laila is eno mechuser zman. And therefore, laila is considered to be, in terms of cheftesh al carbon, as the next day. So you'll tell me, so why not burn at that time? Enachinami. The Gemara thought, you should say, take off l'achila srefa. And the Gemara quoted a pasuk that that cannot be in terms of the kiyum mitzvah ha-srefa. That, like avodah generally, is bayom, as opposed to that which is balayla. So perhaps again, even this hochacha that the Gemara brings is relevant to the broader diyun, to what extent, in terms of piglanosa, we consider layla to mechuser zman, and layla ena mechuser zman. The fact that these two halachos, the achila, and in terms of cheftesh shel karban as nosar, that distinction, are not necessarily habo hatalya. The possibility that even though balayla there's no mitzvah sachila, but at the same time the karban is not considered to be nosar, the chiddush of chizkia, this already is a ha'ara that Tosus raises when it comes to karban pesach. The Tosus is found in Brachos and Daptes and Aleph, the Ramaschil Rabbalazim, where you know the Gemara discusses the Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, we recite in the Haggadah, right, and that is, right, V'achlo esabasar balayla hazeh, exactly, what does that mean? What is the zman of Achilas Karban Pesach? When does the zman end? So according to Rabbi Akiva, the entire night, Amar HaShachar, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, not true, right, at Chatzos HaLayla, on a level of Daraisa. Man, the sugya later in Sachim, right, that we'll see in Daf Kuf Chaf, where the Gemara mentions, no, even though we don't have Karban Pesach, but the same is true when it comes to Ba'erev Tov L'Matzos. Matz is dependent on the Zman Achila of Karban Pesach, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Zer Chatzos, or is it considered to be Omer HaShachar? So Tosus raises just the following Ha'ara. How do you understand the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? You have Chatzos, you have until Chatzos. How can that be? It also says, "Hamafurish bekra, lo sosiru vimenu ad boker." The pasuk says, "Lo sosiru vimenu ad boker," and "Vanosiru vimenu ad boker veish tisrofu." So it also says, "How can Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah interpret the pasuk that way?" It's mafurish in the pasuk ad boker. That's Tosus is ha'ara. So if you look in the separate sefer, it's called Kobes Chedushei Torah, right? The Chedushim of Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So in Simen Dalid, right, this is discussed at great length, right, in, under the broader topic of Moser HaPesach, where Rav Moshe Soloveitchik quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim very simply as follows. You're right. Rav Elazar ben Azariah tells us that the mitzvah sachilas Karban Pesach is until Chatzos HaLayla. That is exactly that reference. But it's obvious from the pasuk ad boker that in terms of cheftes shel karban, noser only begins at the coming morning. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did not argue that the karban is nifsal b'toras noser balayla. It was obvious according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that one cannot equate noser in terms of cheftes shel karban with the mitzvah sachila. And therefore, the drasha of achlo asabasa balala hazeh, that is the zman of the kiyum mitzvah sachila spesach, having nothing at all to do with cheftes shel karban. Cheftes shel karban, obviously, is dependent on yom. That's mefurish b'kra. Rabbi Akiva maintained that both happen to be true. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would obviously distinguish. There's no hochacha from Nosar when the mitzvah sachila will come to an end. And Rav Chaim pointed out just the next argument, and that is that sugya just mentioned in Sachim and Av Kukhav, that the mitzvah of matzah is dependent on Karan Pesach. That the zman achilas matzah is dependent on the zman achilas hakarbon. So what exactly does that mean? If one were to argue that this zman, chatzos, this halach in cheftz shel karbon, when does the karbon become nosa? And the answer is whenever, chatzos, amen ashach. What in the world does that have to do with the mitzvah of achilas matzah? Why would you think that the zman that the Karban Pesach is nifsal is necessarily relevant to achilas matzah? But if you're telling me, no, absolutely not. The zman that the Karban is nifsal benosar, that's a given, right? That is amud hashachar. That is not debated, that's a pasuk. But here, we're dealing with something entirely different, and that is the mitzvah sachila, the achilas hagavra. And that is exactly the chiddush of Loza ben Azariah, that I'm not concerned with cheftes shel karbon. But the mitzvah sachila, that is dependent on chatzos, you understand very well why Rava says that that chiddush of Loza ben Azariah is not only relevant for Karban Pesach, that's relevant even for achilas matzah as well. Because if you're arguing that this is halachi in the mitzvah sachila shebegavra, then inachinami, that one no doubt could in fact distinguish between nosa as opposed to mitzvah sachila, and then what is true of mitzvah sachila should apply even to the mitzvah achilas matzah as well. There Rav Moshe Soloveitchik goes a step further, argues as follows. This we'll see on Daf Gimel Beis, that maybe there are two halachos even when it comes to Karban Pesach. On the one hand, there's uniqueness to Karban Pesach. A mitzvah sachila. A mitzvah sachila. And why do you eat the Karban Pesach? You'll tell me that, what do you mean? That's a separate mitzvah sachila v'achlo sabasa b'la hazeh. A second halacha, and that is, even if you wouldn't have that pasuk, but nonetheless, what status does Pesach have? Pesach is kodshim kamim, and there is a mitzvah sachila of achilas kodshim. And enachinami, Pesach is no worse than shar kodshim kamim. In which case, maybe one could argue as follows: that really there is a dual kiyum in achilas karban Pesach. On the one hand, you eat it betoras achilas Pesach, but secondarily, right, even if there would be a mitzvah sachila karban Pesach, how is that different from our sugya of achilas shlamim, kodshim kamim? In which case, that maybe there are two halachos that are driving achilas haPesach, betoras karban Pesach and betoras kodshim kamim. And maybe one could go as far as to argue, right, the following chiddush, that even though, in principle, maybe not in practice, but even though in principle, the mitzvah of achilas Pesach is pakar chatzos, v'achlo sabasa b'alayla hazeh, maybe one could argue with b'cheftza, its status as kodshim kalim still continues throughout the entire night. Why should the achilas kodshim kalim be pakar er chatzos halayla? Maybe these are two halachos. In which case, one could argue, well, then obviously the karban is not nifsal benosar et chatzos halayla, because one kiyum of achila has expired, but bechefza, its status as kodshim kalim still continues. But Moshe Soloveitchik does ask the following kashya, that's what I mentioned in principle. So does that really mean that la'achar chatzos halayla, a person can go ahead and partake of this karban, physically eat it, and argue that, okay, so the schar that I will get will only be betoras achilas kodshim and not betoras achilas pesach? Not necessarily, not necessarily. One could argue that the Torah doesn't allow for such an option. Maybe the Torah doesn't allow for achilas haPesach with kiyum A without kiyum B. Maybe the maisa achila has to embrace both elements of kodshim kalim as well as achilas karban Pesach. But bechefza, its status of kodshim kalim is not impaired just because the zman achila has in fact come to an end. And if that is true, even if you can't just eat the Besar HaKarban only b'toras kodshim kalim, but b'cheftz if you're asking me, so when does it become nosa? Well, the answer would be, losa simen haboker. Obviously that's true. If you look in Or Sameach, the Or Sameach writes the following Kiddush. It's found in Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, right, in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. Or Sameach writes the following Kiddush. Let's assume, for example, you have an improper machshava when it comes to Korban Pesach. At the time of the Avodas HaPesach, there's a machshava, seems like a machshava poseles, of achilas Korban Pesach la'achar chatzos. Rav Sameach writes a chiddush that ein ha-korban mispagim. It doesn't become pigul. Ah, just like our machlokes, chizk Rabbi Yochanan. The fact that you have to eat it by chatzos, I understand very well. That's in terms of the ki mitzvah sagavra. But in terms of cheftes shel karban, the karban has not become nosa. In terms of the status of karban as kodshim kalim, that's something that lingers. And therefore, Sameach writes the following chiddush, that would not be a machshava poseles. You would not call this a machshava v'achila chutz lizmano. One could even add the following. Let's assume you would have a Korban Pesach without the mitzvah sachila. How do you have such a case? So that's the case of Moser HaPesach. Moser HaPesach. Let's assume, for example, a person sets aside a very vast amount of money for his Korban Pesach. And there's that which remains. He sets aside $1,000 for his Korban Pesach and he purchases a Korban for $500. So he has a balance. Let's assume, for example, a person designates a Korban Pesach and he loses it. And he designates another Korban Pesach and all of a sudden he finds it. So now he has two animals. Right, that have the status of Pesach. So you're not going to use both. So what do you do in that case? Either a balance of funds or an extra animal. So Moser HaPesach is Nikrav Shlamim. Moser HaPesach is offered similar to a Korban Shlamim. It's interesting chiddush. You know what the Zman Achil of Moser HaPesach is? Amad HaShachar. See, it's not really Shlamim, like our Gemara. You don't have 2 days to eat it. You have a single, what do you mean a single day? I would argue you shouldn't have a single day to eat it. If you want to treat it as Shlamim, you should have 2 days to eat it, no? And if you want to treat it as Korban Pesach, so you have to eat it by Chatzos. What type of halacha is this, that if you have Moser HaPesach, so therefore you'll bring it on a particular day and it should be consumed by the next morning. If this is a Korban Pesach, consume it by Chatzos. And if this is a Korban Shlamim, so as our Gemara says, Yishev Shnei Yamim V'Lal Le'echad. So a person goes out and offers this Moser HaPesach another time, and you're going to tell him, eat it by Amud HaShachar. You know what one could argue? Very simply, even if the argue, look, it was designated as a Korban Pesach, so therefore Bechetza, right, it has certain aspects of Pesach, and therefore not 2 days like Shlamim, but a single day, but undeniably, what there's a mitzvahs achilas ha-pesach on this Moser ha-pesach. It's the middle of the summer. There's a mitzvahs achila of achlos ha-basabela hazeh. Certainly not. So you can have an animal that's designated as a Korban Pesach without a mitzvahs achila b'toras Pesach. No one's going to argue that that's chatzos. Because chatzos is not halacha b'cheftz in the kedushas ha-karban v'haraya nosar. That's part of the mitzvah sagavra. And therefore, you can extend it to matzah, chiddush, but you can't extend it to Moser HaPesach. Because matzah is a mitzvah sachila, then chatzos is relevant, But when it comes to Mosra Pesach, there you can't argue that when I eat this in the middle of the summer, this is considered to be an achila b'toras mitzvah sapesach. Right? That's certainly not. So that's a fascinating model as well, in terms of the mitzvah sachila is not always dependent on chefetz shel karban. That's exactly what our Gemara says when it comes to the case of shlamim. And the machlok is chisri ab yalchanan. What exactly does that mean? In terms of that laila mechusar zman ena mechusar zman. And perhaps that's what you obviously see, according to Rav ben Azariah, that chatzos relegates the mitzvah sachila, chefetz shel karban. Right, that is something that is dependent on aman hashachar itself. Okay, so it's similar to the issue of lamel chusar zman, the further raya that our sugya brings. The Gemara continues and brings an additional raya that or is considered to be laila, right, from dinei tefila. Here the Gemara quotes a braisa that tells us the following, that or shel yom hakippurim. And or shema kippurim, clearly there means lel yom kippur. So mispalo shavu misvader. A person davens a shmon esrei of seven brachos, and he includes vidui in the shmon esrei. And the braisa continues and says that vidui is included in the balance of the tefilos hayom as well. And what about when it comes to arvis? What about mariv at the conclusion of yom hakippurim? So here the Gemara writes, when it comes to arvis, all of a sudden mispalo me'ein shmona asar. Here a person has a certain allowance. He can daven a bridge tefillah, he can daven a tefillah sabineinu, a tefillah of seven brachos, you don't have to daven an entire shmoneh esrei. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says b'shem avosav, not necessarily is that true, that here, even on Motzei Yom Kippur, a person has to daven an elaborate shmoneh esrei. Why? Because of a further consideration. Because mipnei shetzarech lomar havdala b'chonin hadas. Wait a second. You have to include an antachan antanu. And you don't have antachan antanu in tefilas havineinu. So therefore, even if somehow you'd like to daven in a bridge shmon esrei, that's not going to work out because of the need to include havdala as well. Okay. The Gemara ends. Right? The Gemara, no kashas, no terutzin. So Tosfos is bothered because when you look elsewhere, you find that the Gemara does not just simply leave this in that fashion, that you have no choice but to daven a more elaborate shmon esrei because of the kim of Havdalah. The Mishnah in Brachos and Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis quotes the view of Rabbi Gamliel that b'chol yom v'yom mispal adam shmon esrei. Every day you daven for Shmon Esrei. What we do? Every day you daven the entire Shmon Esrei. And the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yeshua that disagrees and says, not necessarily me'ein Shmon Esrei. Me'ein Shmon Esrei. You don't have to daven the complete Shmon Esrei. In a bridge Shmon Esrei is possible. What exactly does Rabbi Yeshua shita? That you can rely on in a bridge Shmon Esrei. So the next Amud of Chavtes Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes two possibilities. Right, Rav says it means me'ein kol bracho bracha. It doesn't mean a seven bracha shmon esrei. But if necessary, if you'd like, you can summarize each one of the intermediary brachos. So therefore, you can recite a shorter bracha for all of the bakashos. And Shmuel says, no, that's not what Rabbi Yeshua means. Me'ein shmon esrei means what we term a tefillah sabineinu. A tefillah sabineinu. You can have a seven bracha shmon esrei, a broader bracha that includes all of the bakashos, and then three before and three after have a total of seven. And that's where the Gemara writes, that Amar Shmuel, that b'chol hashanah kula mispal adam havineinu. You always have a right to daven havineinu. That's exactly Shmuel Shita. And here, Shmuel says exactly what you find in our Gemara. Chutz motzai Shabbos, motzai Megovim, but I agree, there's one tefillah you can't rely on, Havineinu, Marav and motzai Shabbos, the conclusion of Yantif as well, Mipnei Shetzarech Lomar Havdala B'chanin Hadamas. Because, what do you do with Atachan Antanu? The same thing as our Gemara. So Tosfos is quite bad. If the Gemara would stop there, we're good. Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't stop there, no? The Gemara says, Maskif the Marzutra, but that's an insurmountable problem. What do you do with Havdalah? That's where the Gemara says in Brachos Chavtesim and Alech, V'nichla michlal havineinu. So throw in Havdalah also. You're throwing everything into that middle bracha, all of the bakashos. So include a line of Hamavdavim Kodesh Lachol. What's the problem? What's the problem? Yes, the Gemara says Kasha. The Gemara says, you're right, Shmoshit is difficult. Shmoshit is difficult. So Tosos and Rachos, Chavtesim and Aleph, raises exactly this issue. Well, all of a sudden here, the Gemara jumps and asks that question, V'nichlo michla havineinu. Tosas refers you to the sugya in Nidan Davches, where the Gemara has what we have in our sugya, that you always daven a full Shmoneh Esrei with the exception of Motzei Yom HaKippurim, because, you know, Tircha de Tzibur, everybody's fasting, everybody's engaged in the Inuyim. If you want to abridge something, that's a good time to abridge. But the Gemara says, no, not necessarily, because we're stuck with this Havdalah issue. So Tosfos is bothered. In Brachos, the Gemara says, V'nichla michlal havineinu. And in our Gemara, in the Sugya Nidan Avches, the Gemara doesn't ask the obvious question, just throw it in. Why not? So Tosfos just gives the following answer. Our Gemara, as well as the Sugya Nidan, is assuming that throughout the entire year, what is the norm, what is the practice? A full Shmoneh Esrei. Maybe we would like to do something quite different when it comes to Motzei Yom HaKippurim, Atfilas Havineinu. So Tosfos writes, Ein lahakshos v'nichla michlal kedei l'shanos haminag. If all year long you're davening a full Shmoneh Esrei, so the Gemara did not think that we're going to go ahead and have like a new practice, a whole new institution, a havineinu together with Chonin Hadas, right? Just for this window, just for Motzei Yom HaKippurim. Since B'chol Hashanah Mispal Yurches, so therefore Ein Lahakshos V'Nichlal Michlal Kedei L'Shanah Saminim. But the Gemara Brachos Nav Chavtes is assuming Shmuel Shita, where Shmuel says Kol Hashanah Kulum Yispal Adam Havineinu. No, that's a norm. You always have a right to daven a Tefillah Ktzara. If you're always davening a Tefillah Ktzara in any case, so the Gemara says, okay, so if that's the norm, a tefillah k'tzara, so throw in, havineinu as well. Tosa says that the starting point is a different one. Right? If you're always davening yudches, so therefore no kunsin, just davening yudches now as well. If you're relying kol yemos hashana on a tefillah k'tzara, so davening a tefillah k'tzara as well, Motzei Yom HaKippurim. And that's why the Gemara says, v'nichol ha'michlal. If you look at another Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they just phrase it a little bit differently. And that is that if you're assuming that the entire year you're davening Yurches Brachos, so if that's the case, if now we're going to say daven a modified Havineinu, that will lead to toes. This is highly unusual, right? A person is not even used to doing that. You're going to say, not only don't daven the yurches, but daven the tefillas havineinu and daven the modified tefillas havineinu. A double jump, right? It deviates so greatly from the norm. But the Ramban and the Rashba, right? That if you're assuming a Shmuel, that kol hayom you can daven the tefillas havineinu. So throwing in one line is not so complex. And therefore, any avalitos, we're not afraid that this modification is going to lead to the misunderstanding of the Tila Savineinu. The Ritva just adds a further ha'ara. And that is as follows, that on Motzei Yom HaKippurim, since a person is not eating, not drinking, so therefore, ein datum yosheves, the Ritva writes. So he's very weak. You can't count on the person to, right, to be thinking fully properly. At the very conclusion, he's completely wiped, he's completely drained. So to start telling the person modifications, so again, we're afraid that that is not going to be done properly. However, if you assume again like Shmuel, that B'shar Yemos HaShana, this is the norm. So therefore, the Gemara asked, Michal HaMichlal. But that is Tosfos discussion. Why sometimes does the Gemara mention that, such as the Sugin Brachos Tavchavtes? And in our Gemara, the Gemara is comfortable with the need to recite Yud Ches Brachos because of that. If you look in the Sugin Brachos and Daf Lamed Gim a little bit later, there the Gemara mentions two possibilities explaining what our Gemara says, that it's necessary to acknowledge Havdalah in the Bracha of Chonin Hadas. Why exactly is that true? Why the Bracha of Chonin Hadas? So here the Gemara quotes two possibilities in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel, that of Rav Yosef and that of the Chachamim. Rav Yosef says the following, that mitoch shehi chachma, so therefore kivauha bebirchas hachachma. Ability to discern, to distinguish. Yimavdo ben kodesh lechol. That's a function of chachma. And therefore, thematically, it's quite appropriate that it should be in the Bracha of Chonin Hadas, because that requires, right, the ability to go ahead and to distinguish. And the next possibility the Gemara writes is the following, that Hamavdo ben Kodesh Tochol highlights the fact that now it is Chol, and therefore Kivauha Bebirchas HaChol. So therefore it makes sense that you should mention this in the part of the Shmonesh that relates to Chol. That's the very essence of Hamavdo ben Kodesh Tochol. And the first Bracha of Chol, right, is that of Atachonin? The Ra'on, the Ritva, just add in terms of that beer of the Gemara, like what we'll soon have of Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvos. One has a Chovas Havdalah, and therefore one should fulfill the Havdalah at the earliest window, so therefore in the first of the Birchas HaChol. And therefore, in Atachonin. If you look in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is found in Brachos and Perakei, Halacha Beis, Magen Avraham quotes this Yerushalmi, Hilchos Havdalah, in the very beginning of Siman Reis Sadi Dalet. That's where the Yerushalmi writes that Chaneinu Meitcha is Bakashas Terachav. Chaneinu Meitcha means, no, we're asking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where the Yerushalmi writes that Ein Litvot Tzracha B'Shabbos, Shabbos Yimei Lizal. That one should not ask for personal bakashos on Shabbos. So therefore, before that is done, of Chaneinu Meitcha, it's necessary to be Mavdo Ben Kodesh L'Chol, to demonstrate that Shabbos is ended, Chol begins, and now bakashos Tzracha is considered to be once again fully in place. That's the Chiddush that the Yerushalmi writes. According to Yerushalmi, again, very meduyak, the exact placement of Atachon Antana. Not just simply in the Brach of Chonin Hadas. Atachonein Ladam Das. That's not Bakasha. Atachonein is a form of Shevach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you, right, are capable of. The Bakasha begins with Chaneinu Meitcha. So exactly at that juncture. Right, that's where you have Atachon Antana. Right, it's not necessary for the opening line of the bracha, but for the continuation of the bracha, that's when in fact it's critical. So that's the chiddush of Yerushalmi of tviyas tzracha is only b'chol, not b'shabbos. Shabbos simi liyazok. Tosfos points out brachos afkavav medbeis that maybe that's not necessarily true according to the shita sabavli. Is there really an iser to be Tovei Atzracha B'Shabbos? See, Tosus is bothered, that Sigin of Chabav is Tashlumin. So Tosus is bothered by the Minyan HaBrachas. Right, the person doesn't daven Friday afternoon, Mincha, so he's missing 18, 19 Brachas. and he's going to make it up by davening an extra ma'av, which is only 7 brachos. Or a person didn't daven on Shabbos, so he's missing 7 brachos. He's going to daven another Shmoneh Esrei Motzei Shabbos. 9, it's overkill. No, he's missing 7 brachos. So why in the world are you davening another Shmoneh Esrei above and beyond that which you missed? So that's where Tosfos writes that Einochinami, that even on Shabbos, in principle, there's nothing wrong with Bakashas Tzarachav according to the Bavli. The reason we're not to do so is simply Mishum Tircha. Right? If you're going to have a Shmoneh Esrei, which is a full Shmoneh Esrei, and now you have to be Mazkir Shabbos as well, that's going to be a pretty cumbersome Shmoneh Esrei. So therefore, Mishum Tircha, the Chachamim stated that it's not necessary to have Bakashas Tzarachav, right? Shabbos. But Tosfos points out, no issue. And therefore, if you're missing a Tefillah Shabbos, and you're making it up with Tashlumin, there's nothing wrong with including in that Tashlumei Mincha, Bakashas Tzarachav. In Einachinami, that we assume in Hilchos Shabbos, that if a person on Tefillah Shabbos begins saying Atachonein, it's not that he's done something terribly wrong, and therefore we wouldn't say Mavsik Afilo B'emtza, right? Reis Samaches, but continue davening, say the whole bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Chonei Hadas, and then kick back to the Tefillah Shabbos. If it was inherently wrong, Mechateisim, let's assume a person is davening Musaf. And instead of davening Musaf, he starts saying Atah Chonein. We're going to tell a person, stop in the middle of the Mechaber rites, because Bakash Yisrachav has nothing at all to do with Musaf. So therefore, you started at Tefillah Schol instead of Musaf, we're not going to tell you, just finish the bracha. But if it's Shachris, Mincha Marav, we're going to finish the bracha, because in principle, right, nothing is wrong at that particular time. So again, that this is the assumption of the Gemara, that the most appropriate time, right, to recite Havdalah for these various reasons, right, is the bracha of Chonei Hadas, because it's the first, because it requires Chachmah, because of the issue of Bakashas Tzarachav. As I mentioned, the Magen Avraham Eish Tzadi Dalev quotes this Yerushalmi, Tekut Gabir HaGra, a lengthy discussion of the various reasons that Tachan Antanu is in the bracha of Chonei Hadas. When the Gemara Brachas Dav Chav Tes mentions the Chiddush of Shmuel, that in principle you have a right to daven Tfilas Havineinu, generally, but don't do so on Motzoi Shabbos, right, because what are you going to do about Havdalah? So again, as Tosfos pointed out, the Gemara says that's not such an insurmountable problem. V'nichla michlau, just throw it in. Just throw it in. Like, what's the big deal? So the Gemara ends up kasha. Difficult. So if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, right, on that daf in Brachos Nefchavtes, Rabbeinu Yonah points out, right, the Mesorah of the Gaonim, and that is that there's a pretty big difference between Kasha as opposed to Tiyufta. Now, Tiyufta means the Shita is rejected. The Shita is rejected. Kasha, yeah, just acknowledges that, yeah, we have to refine, right, somewhat, but nonetheless, the Shita still considers that which is legitimate, and Vaharai, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Mikra Hadin, we paskin is the view of Shmuel. One has the option of a Tefillah Savineinu, and yet we don't do so on Motzei Shabbos because of Chonei Hadas. So somehow this kasha of Nichlola Michlal has to be resolved. So what really is the resolution? What is that resolution? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, he thinks the answer is of Hilchos HaKishmuel, and we assume, as our Gemara says, that it's not an option on Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom, because of Havdalah. There must be some more fundamental reason. You can't just throw it into the Havdalah. So what's the answer? What's the answer to our Gemara? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes the following interesting yesod, and that is, whenever you have an abridgment, whenever you have a bracha k'tzara or a tefillah k'tzara, you're taking the entire Shmoneh Esrei, 18, 19 brachos, right? And you're going to, right, whittle it down to its bare root. So how do you determine what should or should not be included? Right? Whenever a person is abridging something, so how do you determine what, so to speak, is ikar, what is considered to be that which is tafel? How do you make that assumption? Rabbeinu Yonah writes the following yourself, right, and that is koveya brachalatzmi. That's Rabbi Nima's teretz. Koveya bracha la'atzma. If something in Shmoneh Esrei warrants its own bracha, how can you argue, ooh, we can do without it? How can you argue that's true? If Chazal, if Anshei Knesset HaGadol are mesaken an independent bracha, Av Birchas HaShanim, or a bracha of Chonin Hadas, or a bracha of Lamosh, whatever it is, how can you say it's okay, it's not necessary? If something is just an Azkara, but it does not exist independently as a bracha at all, then you have a right to argue, yeah, that's an embellishment. That's not as essential. So by definition, when you're abridging, you can, right, omit the trimmings, but you can't omit the fundamentals. If something is kover bracha l'atzma, that's considered to be a fundamental. So that's the chiddush that Rabbi Yonah writes, that there is a view of Rabbi Akiva that we don't paskin like. Rabbi Akiva, who maintains that Chonin Hadas and Atachan Antana were not included. You have to have a new bracha, a new bracha. We don't assume that way. Atachan Antana was not Koveya Bracha L'atzma. It's an enhancement of Chonin Hadas, but it's never seen as an independent bracha. And that, Rabbi Yonah writes, is the Svar of Shmuel. You don't say Nichlal Michlal. You can only include in the Tefillah Ktzara that which is found in the Tefillah Arukah as a bracha bifnei atzma. That's Rabbi Yonah's Kiddush. This Rabbi Yonah, perhaps is helpful, right, in another different context. If you look in the Tur, right, in Or HaChaim and Siman Reish Ches. In Siman Reish Ches is where, again, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch discuss the bracha achas mein shalosh, al michya. And that's where the Torah mentions that just as in Birchas HaMazon, that Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you have to mention benching Shabbos and Yantiv. You know, the same thing is true when it comes to a bracha achas mein shalosh as well. And therefore, bracha achas mein shalosh has to include the main hamaora. Good. That's already Yerushalmi. That's what Tosfos quotes in Brachos and Daf Mem Dal Amud Aleph Der Maschal Al. That you have to mention the main hamaora even in Al Michya as well. Good. Obviously, that's where you see the halacha. Where do you mention this? Where do you mention Shabbos and Yantif and the bracha achas mein shalosh? That's not found in the Yerushalmi. But that, the Tur writes, right before Ki Ata Hashem Tov HaMeitiv, right before its conclusion. Ki Ata Hashem Tov HaMeitiv. So what is quoted, B'Shem Reb Chaim, this Chiddush is quoted sometimes B'Shem Reb Chaim, sometimes the name of the Orach Laner, is, why is that true? Why is that true? That's when you mention Shabbos. That's when you mention Yantiv. Oh, what about Berachas HaMazon? When do you say Ritzei? When do you say Yalav Yavo? You don't say it, right, where? After Bonei Yerushalayim and before Tov HaMeitiv? That's not where you say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo. You say it in the Bracha of Rachim, and then the Mein HaMa'oreh, and then Benin Yerushalayim. So, good, Yerushalmi writes you should do the same thing when it comes to Al Michya, but the placement is very unusual. Why is it that we mention the theme of Rachim, and then Benin Yerushalayim, and then afterwards you mention Shabbos Yontif, and then Ki Ata Hashem Tov HaMeitiv? Why is there that difference? That's the Kasher of Rachim, the Kasher of the Rachim. Why exactly is that true? So they answer the following chiddush. Well, wait, Rabbi Yonah. Tefillas Havineinu is a tefillah ktsara of a full Shmoneh Esrei. And that analogy, Tefillas Havineinu is to Shmoneh Esrei as an Alamichi is to Birchas HaMazon. Alamichi is a tefillah ktsara. It's a bracha ktsara. What about Rabbi Yonah's Yisod? That a bracha ktsara can only include the essentials. And how do you know whether something is more essential or more peripheral? The answer is it Kovei Baruch Latzma or is it not? So wait a second, maybe a more basic question. How does the Yerushalmi tell us to include Shabbos or Yantif or Rosh Chodesh in Al Mechia? Is it Kovei Baruch Latzma? So Reb Chaim and the Reb Chaim answered exactly this Chiddush. If you look a little bit later in the Gemara Brachos and Daf Mem Tes Samad Aleph, the Gemara says the following Chiddush. What happens if Tov Lo Hishker Shal Shabbos? Tov Lo Hishker Shal Yantif? What happens if a person benches? He doesn't say Ritzay. No, he has to repeat Brachas HaMazon. Right? He doesn't say Alev Yavo. He has to repeat Brachas HaMazon for Yantif. Right? Rosh Chodesh, you're right. He doesn't have to repeat, but he should say Alev Yavo. What happens if he missed it? So the Gemara writes in Brachos HaChiddush. No? All is not lost. If you missed it at the right moment, you can make it up. And what is that moment? And that's the Mefurash in the Gemara. Mem Tes Samad Aleph. Right? If you realize now that you forgot the main Hama'ora after Bonei Yerushalayim, before the beginning of the Bracha, Tov HaMeitiv, so now, right, you have a new Bracha that you can recite in its place. Right, Shanashan Shabbos HaSemenucha, right, Lo'osur HaBris, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos, and in Shulchan Aruch, and Simukot Peches, you have all the Neschos. Right, what happens if you forget? Yes, Reb Chaim pointed out, Achidish, you see in principle, Shabbos and Yantiv is Kovei HaBaruch Latzma. Is Kovei HaBaruch Latzma. It's not that this is only peripheral, it's not fundamental, Varai, there is no Bracha. No, the Bracha relates to the Askar of Minamor as well. Vaharaya, if you say it out of context, you're going to recite an independent Bracha, for Shabbos and Yantiv. Interesting Chiddush. No, the Hamamish, Hashem Malchus, Apsicha, Chasima, everything. And when is Shabbos Yantav Kav Baruch Latzma? Bidavka, in between Boni Rishalayim and Tov HaMeitiv. So that's why Reb Chaim suggested that in the Bracha Achas Me'im Shalosh, the placement of Shabbos Yantav is exactly there. After Boni Rishalayim, before Tov HaMeitiv. Because that is the justification, right, of including Shabbos Yantav in the Bracha Achas Me'im Shalosh. Based on Rabbi Yonah's principle. Interesting Chiddush. This could also explain, right, why it is that in an Alam Echia there's no mention of Chanukah or Purim. Rav Soloveitchik once gave what he thought was the simple pshat. And that is that the proper girsa of Soloveitchik always assumed was Ve'al HaNisim, with the Vav. Ve'al HaNisim. Why? Because what is Ve'al HaNisim? It's not offset. This is not an independent bracha, but rather this is just an extension of Hodah. Right? In the bracha of Nodalech, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for eating, but for many other aspects of life. And if it's Purim in Chanukah, so you also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Inyan Diyoma. But it's not independent at all. It's an extension of. And therefore, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out to simply that there's Birchas HaMazon, in other words, the root Hodah, and then there's embellished Hodah. Right? Well, if you're dealing with a kitzer, an abridgment, you don't even say the typical Hodah. Obviously, you don't even begin to say the elongated, the embellished Hodah. And therefore, there's no reference of Chanukah or Purim. And Alam Yechia, that's an extended Hodah, which is not appropriate in the abridged Birchas Hodah. But according to this beer, one could argue as follows. What happens if a person forgets Al HaNisim and Birchas HaMazon? Okay, you forgot. Right, when you say the Harachamans, right, you have a right to make it up, no? But that's Sugin Brachos, Daf Mem Tes. Al HaNisim is never Kovei Bracha Latzma. There's never a bracha that's recited in lieu of Al HaNisim if you forget it, right, in benching. There is for Shabbos, there is for Yantif, there is for Rosh Chodesh, but never for Chanukah Purim, the most in the Harachaman. So you'll add, right, Harachaman Yasalon Nisim, and then you'll add, right, Bimei Matas Yehu. right? As a harachaman, but not as a bracha bifnei atzam. It's also an interesting model. The person's mispalel, harachon hu yasal nisim. In the future, the person could be mispalel for nis. Right? It's interesting. When is that appropriate? When is it not appropriate? Right? But it's never kovia bracha l'atzmo. So therefore, it's never included in the ktsara. Just like Rabbi Nihon writes when it comes to the case of Ahavinein. It's an interesting, interesting possibility. This is quoted in different svarim. There's a sefer which is called Matike Shmua. There's various volumes of maybe Pia Shmua, Kedushim of the Briskerav, Reb Chaim, and so on. The second Chelek, right on page Yud Zayin. This is what's quoted b'shem Reb Chaim, and there he notes in the footnote he mentions that this is also found in the Kedushim of the Aruch Liner as well. It sounds like an Aruch Liner, doesn't always sound like a Chiddush Reb Chaim. And the Lishitas, the Chotes, and Mentes, and Mentur, it's more of the style of the style of Aruch Liner. The next piece of Gemara, as you know, is dealing with the proper Lashon Nekiyah, that why is it that Or should be used if it really means Laila? And maybe we'll pick up in the next Shir next week with Daf Gimel Beis, right, where the Gemara here and the Gemara in Yuman Daf Lamed Tes discusses the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. The Gemara tells us that the Kohanim were complaining about how little they got, right, of the Lechem HaPanim. If you're going to take Lechem HaPanim, you're going to divide it among the Kohen HaMishmar. How much do you think every Kohen is going to get? As the Gemara describes, the Kohen were in fact complaining that they got very little. Higiyani Kapul, I got the size of a bean. And the same, right, theme is mentioned in Sugin Yom Daf Lamites. So there, the Tosis Yishanim. You can take a look in Daf Lamites, right, just bothered by a pretty fundamental question. How is that possible? There's a mitzvah, right, of Achilas Kodshim. And Eina Chila Pchusa Mikazayis. So if that's true, so how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim by eating so little? So take a look at that Tosas Yishanim. Look carefully exactly what the Tosim answers. You can take a look in Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is found in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Aleid. And then you can take a look at length, right, in the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is found in a couple of places. Right? The Beis Halevi is found in the beginning of Chelek Aleph in Siman Beis, and the Beis Lev is also found, right, the great length in Chelek Gimel in Siman Nun Aleph. Right, what happened to the halach of Ein Achila at Chusa Mikazayis? Right, and then we'll have to discuss as well, right, the Tosus about Aliyah LeRegel. Tosus is a fascinating chiddush in the Al Yemikosafolim, where Tosus is bothered. Why is it that Rabbi Ben Becerra was not Ol LeRegel, and why did Rabbi Ben Becerra not offer a Korban Pesach? Why did he have to come up with a scheme that somehow the Kohanim should realize that this person was misrepresenting his identity? Simet Hashem, and we'll pick up these points.